Hey guys, welcome back. This is a really cool moment for me for a couple of reasons. This is Belinda, everyone. This is Belinda Davidson, my beautiful, beautiful mentor. I'm stoked to be introducing you to her today, and I'm stoked to be seeing her face because normally we have our sessions over voice. So thank you for being here, Belinda or Bella. Thank you
You are
so
welcome.
much.
It's nice to see your face too.
Oh, yeah, it's all nice and glowing and sunburnt, especially for you.
Oh, just to make you jealous of the good weather that you have in Australia.
So you'll be back soon and then we can have juice in the sun.
Be back soon.
So I just wanna, we're gonna have a chat here about your school of the modern mystic, and we're probably gonna go in and around that and talk about a whole bunch of different things. But you and I've been working with you for over 12 months now. I almost can't believe it. It's gone so quickly. And the work I've done with you has, it's really hard to quantify and it's really hard to speak about. It's hard to put words to. Like, my life is so much richer and more meaning, and it's just, there's so much beauty, you know? Like, even in the dark, shitty times, there's that underbelly of beauty always. I'm actually going through a phase right now where I feel really unsure and really a little bit frightened, and still I feel so supported, and that's absolutely 100% got to do with the work that I've done with you. So thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, and no worries. And what I love about the school is because I understand that not everyone can get an opportunity to mentor with you. I'm very blessed and lucky to be able to do that. But the School of the Modern Mystic is like, it's like kind of, what is it in Harry Potter? Hogwarts, like for everyone
Hogwarts.
to come on in and join and learn from your gifts and get amongst a bit of Belinda. So before we jump into all of that, you're a medical intuitive. For those that aren't familiar with that, or say the work of the amazing Carolyn Mace, what are your gifts? What is a medical intuitive?
I can see inside people. Yeah, so, and you know that to be the case because we work together. So I can see inside people and I can see what's not working. And I read people's energy fields, and people's energy fields are made up of their chakras. So we all have 12 chakras that make up our energy fields. So when I read a person, I go inside their energy fields and I have a look at what's not working. I work a lot with people that are unwell, not just physically, but also emotionally, or people that are just wondering why certain aspects of their lives are not working. And I have the gift and the ability to see why it's not working and to help the people change that. So my motto is change your energy and you can change your life. If you don't change your energy, you can't change your life because your energy field creates your reality. And you know that from the work that we do together. We're always working on where are the blocks in your energy field? And we work on the blocks in your energy field, and then your life shifts. So that's what I do in a nutshell.
Totally. And what I love about working with you is, I mean, we hear this type of thing and we've read all the books on this, but like we don't embody that, and we read it and it's like in one ear and out the other. But working with you, it's like it's full immersion. It's doing the bloody work. There's no running away from yourself, you know? It's not like saying a few positive affirmations or like visualizing some colors and I'm sweet. It's like getting your hands dirty, real soul work. I just want to put that out
Well,
there from the start.
it's true. I mean, that's my energy, isn't it, Tara? And that's why I'm polarizing in my energy. So, people that really want to do the work and change their lives love me because I'm direct. I tell them what to do and I make sure they do the work. And those people that just kind of want to read a bit of spiritual books, but they don't really want to do the work, they don't like me because I'm too direct and I want them to change. But I also think it's a problem with the spiritual field in general. Like, we read all these books, we're inundated with information about the latest meditation technique or the latest way to connect with your soul, but we're absorbing it in a mind way. We're feeding our minds, but you've got to feed your soul. You've actually got to do something if you want to become spiritual. It's like if you were to read about a green smoothie but don't actually drink it, you're not going to get well. And it's the same with exercise, isn't it? You can't read a book about running and then not go for a run. But when it comes to the spiritual field, people think reading is suffice.
Yeah.
And I'm here to say it ain't. You actually have to do the practices. You actually have to work on your chakra, connect with your soul, and make it a, you know, a day-to-day ritual.
Yeah, I love that. Well, you said something really beautiful there about, you know, having that, like, feeding your soul. And, like, I imagine the people that join, that are interested in joining your school, it's that really kind of hungry soul feeling.
Yes.
Like, that kind of seeking, what am I looking for? Maybe it's over here. Can you talk a little bit about that? Like, what, who are the people? Who's your ideal person? Who is she? Who is he? What are they looking for?
They're looking to take their life to the next level.
Yeah.
They're looking to discover their greatest purpose in life and their greatest potential, and they're looking to live soulfully. So I created School of the Modern Mystic so that people could change their lives, learn to heal themselves and others, and discover their life's purpose. I've been working as a medical intuitive since I was 19. That's 16 years now, and I was working on a full-time basis for many of those years. So many doctors, healthcare practitioners, you know, naturopaths would send their patients to me if they didn't know what was wrong with them. And I would, you know, work on a referral basis with doctors. And that helped people because I told them what was wrong and showed them how to fix themselves. But I just got too busy.
Yes.
I just had too many people coming to see me, and I didn't have the capacity anymore. And also, my energy is I want to empower people to learn it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I was born psychic. I was born very psychic, which wasn't particularly easy growing up. I had to learn to adapt. But I do believe that we are all psychic.
Yeah.
And I do believe that we can all heal. So I work as a medical intuitive. I'm a lecturer. I have an online school. I also work as a healer. I send white light to people. But people would come to me and say, you're so gifted. You're the most incredible psychic. You're the most incredible healer. How can you do what you do? And when I started to look into it, I realized, actually, people can do what I do. And then I discovered ways to help people do what I do. So my online school is for people who want to learn how to tap into their intuition, become psychic, who want to understand how they're energetically designed so that they can change their energy and change their life. It's for those, you know, soulful men and women who are really looking for the depth and the enrichment in life. They're really looking to take their life to the next level and also awaken their inner witch energy. Because we are all healers.
Yeah.
We are all psychic. And having these abilities, and you know this, Tara, because these abilities have developed within you as well,
yeah,
you know, in our work together, when you can telepathically tune into another person or when you can pick up information and do healing, it changes people's lives. So all of the things I could do, all the gifts that I came in with, and we're using to help other people, I decided to empower people, not by telling them what was wrong with them by using my psychic ability, but by creating courses so that they could learn it themselves. So, you know, I work with a lot of doctors and healthcare practitioners. I teach them how to read and diagnose energy fields. I teach them how to work as healers.
Yeah.
And that's what my school is.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, I just, when you said you're teaching doctors and other people, oh, that's so needed,
yeah,
and so beautiful. I just,
yeah,
was thinking then when you were talking about people that are looking for that richness, because that's one of the words that really resonates with me right now. The work that I've done with you, like, yeah, there's been this amazing times where I've been really prolific and really creative, and I'm like, oh, it's just coming through me. Like, yeah, I feel really aligned, whatever that means. But it's also in those little moments, like, you know, when I watch the sun come up over the ocean, and it's kind of like, it's like my soul's looking in a mirror. It's like I can,
yeah,
see, I can feel the essence of me in nature, or I can, like, it gets me a bit shaky and a bit emotional talking about it. Like, it's just seeing such different skies is all about seeing life with new eyes and seeing things differently.
Yes.
And that's so much what this is about, and really deepening that connection with myself and becoming more sovereign, not needing to go for the latest piece of advice, or, you know, not always coming out here for guidance and for an answer. Everything that I've done with you, it's like whoomp. Like, how am I feeling? What's going on here? And, you know, obviously I'm in level two now, working with my soul essences, which we might be able to talk a little bit about, but that feeling of being whole, I think, is what is what this is just really about, fullness for me.
Well, I want to become their own experts.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I want people to be their own psychics. I really want people to go within and discover within them their soul. But this is a process, and it unfortunately does take a lot of work, and at times more work than less, because when we incarnate here, we do disconnect from our soul to a large degree, and we have to do a lot of things to tap back in again, because life doesn't support soul connection. Yeah. You know, life supports busyness and disconnection and addictions and problems. So we do have to work quite hard at finding that soul connection. And that's why I create these six-month courses. I mean, my courses are intensive training. Yes. They're not overwhelming. We don't get people to do 20 hours a week. We do expect, you know, 3 to 5 hours a week. But that's why my courses are long, because you cannot do soul-level work in a 6 to 8 week course.
I love that.
It just doesn't happen, you know? It's like you can't read a book and then go, okay, well, that's it, and I'm now soul connected. We have to own the fact that society does not help us out here.
Yeah.
So we have to be diligent in connecting. But what happens, and you've experienced this at the beginning, it can be challenging because we're not used to connecting to the soul, and meditation is a chore, yoga hurts, and it's just all too much. But after a while, when you start to experience that bliss, that deep enriching connection, that, you know, seeing such different skies or seeing the world through the eyes of the soul, you're just hungry for more. And nowadays you and I would never think about not connecting to ourselves soulfully.
Yeah,
you know, it's a way of life.
Oh, it's so true. And I just, yeah, this beautiful thing that you're doing, this beautiful school and all the space that you provide in the mentoring, I just tell my friends, like, it's the place where the weird stuff becomes normal.
Like, yeah.
The weird stuff becomes home base. And I think that's so important for everyone that's really after this depth, because, you know, for so long, and I'm sure past lives comes into it as well, we just feel so unsafe giving it our all. Like, yeah, this is what, like, I want to connect with me. But everything out here is telling me that that's the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard of. So I think it's so beautiful that you're creating a space where the weird stuff is the truth, and where the minority becomes, it's not even a minority anymore. It's just the truth. This is home. Because it's so important to connect, you know?
Yeah, it's so important. Yeah. And there's a couple of levels to that, Tara, and that's why I laughed when you said where the weird stuff becomes normal, because I am the weird stuff that is normal. Do you know what I mean? Like, all of my life people have said, Belinda, you are as weird and as psychic as it gets, but it's normal. So, you know, it's normal now for you too, Tara, because, you know, you're in my world and it's all normal. But
yeah,
I think there are two levels to that. Firstly, there's been a huge change. You know, like, I started when I was 19, and it was not at all cool to be the girl doing readings for 40, 50, 60-year-olds. It was not at all cool I spoke to ghosts. I mean, none of this stuff was cool. I mean, we've got Ghost Whisperer now, you know, pretty Jennifer Love Hewitt and her lovely body and all these. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's been a real shift in consciousness. So I'm really happy about that shift, because I had to hide myself for so many years because that woo-woo psychic stuff wasn't in. Not only that, though, there is a shift happening within women. And this is why I talk about awakening your inner witch.
Yeah.
And that's why, if you, you know, go to my page, you'll see those cute, itchy, stockinged feet with shoes. It's because the collective pain, and this is something that I'm very passionate about and believe in, the collective pain of the witching years hasn't been healed. So one of the greatest persecutions that happened to women were those witching years.
Yeah.
Women were killed for being witches, but really they were killed for being feminine, for being aligned with sacred feminine. And we don't talk about it in Australia too much because the white Australia is young. But here in Europe, I'm living in Germany at the moment, it's very prevalent because here women were massacred and persecuted for that. This has never really been touched on or healed. We talk a lot about the world wars, and we do a lot of work around the collective healing of that. But who's talking about the witches? Who's talking about healing that? So for me, my school is also a statement of it's time to come out of the woodwork, to claim our feminine gifts, and to say to be a woman, it's normal to be intuitive, empathetic. It's normal to be able to heal yourself and others. It's normal to be psychic, to be telepathic, and to heal and discover our life purpose. So for me, it's also a statement of it's time to heal this stuff, because a lot of people, when they start to work with their chakra, particularly women, they get to chakra 5 and they go into major fear.
Yeah.
And they, did you experience that, Tara, in our journey together? Yeah, you did. And they're going into major fear because it was about expressing truth. Chakra 5 is where we express our truths. So, you know, in the journey that I do in my school and with my mentorship clients, we make sure all of our chakras are working properly. We work on chakra 1, we move to chakra 2, 3, 4. And when we come to 5, for many people, they experience the fear of being honest about what they see, what they know, what they feel. So collectively, us women are healing this. It's really time to step into our witchy, you can call it priestess, goddess, whatever word you want to use, selves. Because I really believe that it is the sacred feminine energy that will heal the world. And we need to tap back into that. And that's what I stand for in my school as well.
Yeah, such a beautiful, beautiful, juicy conversation. I'm so glad you said that about the witch. I was going to say, I resonate with that word so deeply. Like, that word to me, I just think of Mama Earth and community and love and ritual. But I know that some people probably are triggered by that. They're like, oh, I don't really resonate with that word. And everything that you just said then probably explains why they're triggered by it.
Yeah.
So thank you for clearing that up. That's so perfect. You just me to the chase.
You just have to think Glinda the Good Witch in The Wizard of Oz,
yes.
Not the Wicked Witch of the West or the East. Yes. But, you know, I chose those green stocking feet because I want us to let go of our sexist view of witches.
Okay,
we don't have to get into this too much, but we as a society accept magicians. Male power in a magician form, we go, that's cool.
Yes.
But we don't accept witches. A woman in power, materializing, manifesting, we have these negative associations around it.
She's
so,
a devil.
You know. All right?
She's a devil.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm also embracing it with that, saying, hey, we got to love our inner witch because every woman has it.
Yeah, I believe that 100%. So good. So you mentioned, I just thought to bring this up. There's a lot of There's a lot of popular online stuff going on at the moment, lots of online programs, lots of worksheets, lots of just stuff going on. And you mentioned that this is an investment in time and that people are going to have to work. Now, when you say work, just for some clarity, are we talking here worksheets or are we talking finding the stillness? What does that type of commitment look like to these people joining us?
Yes. So there are three parts to the school. There are the video presentations, there's tutorials, and there's group time.
Yeah.
So the course runs for 6 months, but it actually goes over 8 months. We have two breaks. It's, think of it like taking a university course.
Yeah.
So when you go to uni, you have your lectures, which are the videos,
yeah.
You have your tutorials, and then you have your interaction with your fellow classmates. So every 2 weeks, a new video presentation is released. They're about an hour to 90 minutes, and you watch that, and it tells you about what we're doing. The actual time involved is the meditation time. We would like people to meditate 2 to 3 times a week for 30 minutes at the beginning. That will increase during the course, but we keep it minimal at the beginning because most of us struggle with meditation.
Yeah.
The other course commitments are, we have specific exercises for each one of the chakras. So the way we've designed the program is you can do 2 to 3 hours a week and get a lot out of it, but you do a lot more. And most people that come into the school are so, turned on by their chakras and, you know, being able to channel white light and do all this great stuff, yeah, that they want to do more, and they do more. So the time commitment, it's about 2 to 3 hours a week. But yeah, like we have breaks as well where they don't have to do that.
Oh, I get so inspired listening to this. I'm thinking about, I think so many people out there are silently begging to have meditation as homework because they know that they should do it and they want to, but there's so much resistance. I come up against it time and time again as well, and then I go back and I do your chakra cleanse and I'm like, why don't I do this every day? This is the best thing that happens to me. I love clearing that up because there's a lot of other inspirational things out there. I know everyone's looking at expanding their online presence through their blogs and their businesses. So for those that are looking at this and like, I don't want to be overwhelmed, I just think what a beautiful practice to ground yourself in. Like your meditation, your homework is meditation.
Well, the reality is if you're going to walk the spiritual life, you have to meditate. You can't get around that. So I don't mind if you do Deepak Chopra's version of the chakra cleanse or my version, but you can't be spiritual and not meditate. So, you know, I say to people, if people say to me, should I do your course? I say, do you resonate with me? You know, like, are you vibing with me? If not, go elsewhere and find someone that you vibe with,
yeah,
because there are many teachers doing great work. That being said, though, what we do have to protect ourselves again is the inundation of mental information about spirituality.
Yeah.
And Tara, you and I talk about this a lot,
yeah,
because the ego or the shadow part of yourself doesn't want you to meditate.
Yeah.
So a lot of people that think they know a lot about spirituality have read lots of books, but their lives are still blocked. And we see this every year in the school. So we have a 90-day money-back guarantee in the school. If people come in and they're unsure and they purchase, they do the couple of weeks and they feel this is not for me, we give them their money back. And we have it every year that people come in and they're like, I know all about the chakras. I've read this book and done this course and that course. They hand us their homework, you know, to show us what they're up to. And their chakras are completely blocked. So they don't want to do the course because they're above it, because they've already heard about chakras,
yeah,
but they're willing to do the work. And I think this is the thing you have to guard against. There is so much information out there, but personally, very few people that really know how to get you thoughts. Yeah?
Oh, yes.
So you've got to find a person you resonate with, and you've got to do the work, and you have to stop fearing that if I do this school, I'm going to miss out on something. And if I do that school, I'm going to miss out. You've got to stick with our practice and follow it through. I don't even really go online. Like, I have an online school, but when I go online, I'm so inundated and confused, I'm like, out of here. I don't even know what to do anymore. So I know what you're saying. People feel confused, but any form of meditation is good meditation and a great way to start. I just happen to think that the chakra cleanse meditation one of the best meditations out because I spent many years really looking at what works. And for me, that works best. And that's why I tell my mentorship clients that they need to do it. And that's why I do it. And that's why it's one of the standard practices in my school.
So good. I just want to give a little example. This is just a little memory that I'm having of, and obviously very personal. Everyone's going to have a different experience. But I remember, you know, coming into this thing so arms open, faithful, but with the, you know, always with a little peppering of skepticism, just a little peppering on the side. And I started doing my chakra cleanse and meditation, and I was, you know, very the disciple that I am, very, very devoted at the start, like just went in, leaving no holes barred. And I remember the first time that I really felt something, and I could feel that my first chakra was like sitting over to my right hip. And I just remember that feeling in that moment of, oh, chakra one's out of balance, and then learning everything that you've taught me about the chakras, and then figuring out by attuning, like listening to my body, do I feel grounded? Do I feel safe? No, I don't. And it was just, I didn't have to read a book to find that out. It was
yes.
My body, oh, I can feel it. It's over there. It's not where it's supposed to be. Okay, now I know what I need to do. So that's just one little example of the inspiration that can come from your experience of a spiritual practice through the school. You know, you take all of your teachings, apply, do the work, and learn in there, in here.
Yes, and that's what the school's dedicated to, Tara. We actually teach you to change your energy. This is not a course that feeds you mentally. I mean, it does feed you mentally too, because there's a lot of information that helps you understand how the chakras work and help you move forward. But we are helping you change your energy. So this is a transformative course, and every video I've produced or, you know, learning resource is all about how to connect here, how to work here. And it has to be like that. Otherwise, you're just feeding your mind and you're like a little hamster in a wheel, not getting anywhere.
Totally.
And that also creates that gap. You know, a lot of people say, but I know that theoretically. I know that it's about being present. I know that it's the chakras. And I'm like, yeah, you know it, but you don't know it.
Yeah, you know.
You're not doing it. And that's what we have to do. We have to bridge that gap between this mind-generated spirituality that we have and this compulsion to consume information about spirituality, and we need to actually do it. We need to be meditating, connecting, and not talking about it. You stop talking about it. You do it.
Thank you for being such a voice about this.
Oh.
You're such a pocket rocket. Like, you're so tiny, and you're like, just fucking do it.
Like, yeah, and that, but I do understand that it's difficult for people, and that's why our courses, we use inspiration and motivation to get people to do the work.
Yeah.
And then when they do the work and they start to see the changes, we don't need to keep supporting them. I mean, we support them through the course, but I don't need to keep saying do the chakra cleanse, because they're getting the results.
Totally.
You know, but people at the beginning, they need a structure. They need someone to take them by the hand and say, I will help you through this program.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We have school. We have coaches in the school, a lot of support, because people need it. We have busy lives. You know, we're mums and parents and we work full time, and, you know, we are modern mystics. We live in a modern world. So our courses get people to do the work, but it often doesn't feel like they're doing work because it's fun. And then they say, oh, my God, I'm doing the work. And it doesn't even feel like work. And I'm like, yeah.
So good. And the quality of the content is just, like, the flow, the way it builds upon each other, it's so nurturing, really. You've just designed it so well. Is there still 2 weeks in between each
yes.
chakra? I love
yes.
that. It's really like time to immerse and time to really integrate all the teachings. It's so beautiful.
That's right. The first week, start the school by doing a chakra journey, which is healing the self.
Yeah.
And we focus on each chakra. So there are extensive videos teaching you about the chakras. But the way I do it is I really get people to understand how the chakras work in your life. The reason I created the course like this is I've read chakra books, but it wasn't really tangible.
Yeah.
I was like, I get the chakras, but how does that pertain to me in my life? And also because I've been working as a medical intuitive for so long, I know people's major pain points with each one of the chakras.
Yeah.
No? So you hear about the chakras, but then you get working on them. And we have really fun exercises to do for each one of the chakras, as well as activating the energy, because each one of the chakras has a certain energy. Like chakra one is the earth mother queen. Chakra two is the priestess of delight. You know, chakra three is the peaceful warrior. So we embrace these, you know, energies of the chakras and meditate on them. And it's loads of fun. It's lots of fun. People are doing the work. They just don't realize that that's, yeah. But it is a journey. And then we have a three-week break. And then we start on the white light module. And we learn how to channel that you know, high spiritual energy and use it to heal ourselves and to manifest. One of the most popular modules was the manifesting with the white light in the school. People loved that. So we learn how to manifest with white light, and then we have another 3 weeks school break, and then we get into mindfulness and presence, because chakra level one's dedicated to the seven lower chakras.
Yeah.
And we're preparing ourselves for the level two journey, which you and I are currently doing before we start doing level three together. And we have to balance all of our lower chakras before we can move into chakra eight. And chakra eight is where you discover your soul purpose. You actually download the blueprint of it. So the end of level one is all of your seven chakras are rocking and fit and happy, and we start working with activating chakra eight. And level two then is dedicated to discovering your soul's purpose. But the thing is, you can only discover your soul's purpose when you're energetically fit enough to do so.
Yeah, I love that. Otherwise it can be quite dangerous and just not ideal. We just want to do it, work from the bottom up and be safe about it.
You just don't get anywhere.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Boom. And I love that. I just love that that's reiterating the fact that, you know, this... If you're after a quick fix, then just keep walking. Like, no. It's
don't come anywhere near me.
Yeah.
Not in my world.
You okay.
Go. I do not give quick fixes. I give long, sustainable fixes that, well, not fixes, but long, sustainable things. I'm in for the journey. If you want the journey, and if you want to get results and you're willing to do the work, I'm your girl.
Awesome.
Otherwise, I'm not.
Okay. I was gonna say before, like, who else is this not for? And you've just nailed it. You're like, if you're committed, and I think the thing is, I just want to add, I've been asked a lot of questions, you know, Tara, what's this done for your clarity and, you know, your sense of passion and purpose and creativity and all of this stuff. And I think what I have learned to really value is living a spiritual life, or whatever you want to call that. It's not about being light and fluffy and everything's so amazing and my life is just so sparkly and there's rainbows and lollipops. It's really like I have found such clarity from dropping to my knees and crying and saying, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like that. I wouldn't have been brave enough to do that before. I would have just kept going, like, okay, I'll just keep myself busy. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. But to have the strength where it's like I'm willing to touch my soul and be like, I so don't know right now. Those moments are just as beautiful, you know, and I know that you get that. And I hope that speaks to the people that are listening, that it's those beautiful moments where you're willing to surrender and you're willing to have that presence come in and take over the real stuff.
That's because, Tara, we're interested in depth. We're interested in soul.
Yeah.
We're interested in that feeling of, oh my goodness, my soul is so expanded and so alive in this moment, looking at the beauty of that sunrise. You know, we want to drench ourselves in the beauty of life. That only comes through soul connection.
Yeah.
You know, people want to feel good. Everything that is marketed to us is targeting feeling good. Doesn't matter if it's about hair products or if it's about that new car. It doesn't matter what. Marketing appeals to that. If you have that hair product, you'll have that gorgeous hair and you'll get that guy and then you'll be happy. So everything about marketing is geared to feeling good. But we don't need anything to feel good except to connect to our soul. And that's that depth. We're all yearning for soul. We're all yearning for depth. But we think we have to look externally to get it. We think we've got to look for love in others. And it's the classic thing that all spiritual teachers say. It's about self-love. Like, this journey is about self-love. We don't even know what self-love is, but that's okay too, because we're confused about self-love. But what you're talking about, Tara, is depth.
Yeah.
We're talking about the depth. And what happens when we do the soul journey is we go to deeper and deeper and deeper parts of love and self-love.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about for me. That's why I do what I do, because when I work on my chakras and channel white light and journey into the higher chakras, I create depth within myself. And the more depth I create, the more I'm able to love and feel love. And this is why we do this. And this is the journey I think you go on. You know, we embrace the shadow. We go into the shadow because when we embrace and go into the shadow, we heal it and we discover even more soul, even more love, even more depth, even more joy. You know, so yes, my school's for people that want to become psychic and intuitive and heal themselves and discover their life purpose. But ultimately, my school is for those people that are yearning to connect with their soul. They're yearning to connect with depth.
Yeah, they're kind of like, okay, enough's enough now. Like, okay, what's this really all about now? That's the kind of energy I feel like. What's this really all about? That kind of, that sense of urgency. Like, come on. I want to feel something. It's like, this is what you want to feel. It's like right in
that's what happened when we met. Yeah. I remember reading your energy field and saying, okay, well, you're here because you only want to do it soulfully now. You're at a point in your life. Yeah.
And I didn't know. I couldn't even communicate that with you. I was so confused. And then you said that and I was like, yeah, that's it. Okay, now I know why I'm here. Oh, well, you know, I can't speak highly enough of you and your work and words kind of fail me.
Thank you, Tom.
No, you're so welcome. If someone's, you know, watching this and they're like, yes, I want this, I'm there, but I'm just resisting. Why am I resisting? Is there just anything that you would say? Last minute, little.
What I would say is that look at the free training videos that I offer.
Yeah.
Have a look. And then that'll give you a real sense because it's a match, isn't it? Like I want people in my school that want me and want me to be there. So check out those videos and see if you vibe with it. But also what I would recommend to every person watching this video is to read my free chakra course and to do the weekly white light healing sessions.
Yeah,
you just need to go to BelindaDavidson.com and then you can understand how you're energetically designed. Then you can understand why chakras are so important. I mean, you and I know, Tara, why chakras are so important. But for someone listening to this who's thinking, I don't really get why chakras are so important, that course tells you why. And those free and white light healing sessions are really powerful. I have thousands and thousands of people now every week that sign up for them. So that is a way it gets, and that connects you with your soul and makes you understand how you can begin to get connected. And also, of course, the chakra cleanse meditation.
Yeah.
That's a very popular way to cleanse your chakras, which I do every day, and which you do, well, maybe not every day. I'll have to have a look at your energy field to see what you're doing.
But does yoga count? I do yoga every day.
Yeah, it's just joking. But that's how people can get started.
Okay. Well, just thank you so much. We went longer than what I was expecting, but I'm sure it's just so much value. You're so generous with everything that you said there. Thank you. And I'm just so glad that we can open, if anything, just opening up this conversation, all that beautiful stuff you had to say about the feminine and about what it really means to live a spiritual life. I hope that lands on everyone that watches this, regardless of what they decide. This is important shit. I love
it. Important shit.
Yeah.
Spiritual shit, isn't it, Tara? To put it in Tara's word, this is shit.
Yeah.
I love you too, Tara. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, B. Mwah.